With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. After an update to the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, more commodities now qualify for financial relief from the impact of the pandemic. Senator Judy Warnick says that's great news, but with a deadline to file for aid coming up on August 28th, farmers should get online soon to check it out.
I was looking to see what is out there. I went into some of those links, and it's a little bit complicated, but they do break it down into categories.
So exactly who qualifies?
Primarily, if you lost more than 5% in your price for your crop, you should be eligible if the crop is listed. And there are a number of crops that Washington covers. So hopefully, if you're a farmer in Washington State, you can qualify for that.
Warnick says the USDA is trying to make it as simple as possible.
I think what Sonny Perdue and his agency is trying to do is trying to help as many farmers as possible.
The changes, Warnick says, correct the earlier version that was a little bit rushed.
If people looked at this early on, say in May or June, they may have been disappointed. But now, as of July 13th, according to this release that we sent out, as of July 13th, there's more crops available, more commodities.
Go to farmers.gov/CFAP for more information or to see if you qualify. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And with us, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we're talking about the preparation for pear harvest.
We're right at the beginning of Bartlett pear harvest. For growers that control pear psyll early season, they might be able to get through without too much trouble. In other areas, pear psyll has popped up and is making a sticky situation. All that pear psyll honeydew can leave black sooty mold russet on the pears. Fruit's still looking small, but these warmer temperatures will help to grow. Speaking of warmer temperatures.
So that means mites?
Yes, they love these hot and dusty conditions. You'll start to see them on the edges of the orchard first, where you'll see burned, fired leaves. For monitoring, start at the inside scaffolding near the trunk and evaluate for mites on those leaves. Look for webbing, especially on the bottom side of the leaf. Growers will have a small window of opportunity to control mites between Bartlett and annual harvest.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.